Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I had no idea it cost this much to climb Mount Everest. Nepal is increasing the permit fees for climbing Mount Everest by more than 35%.
Yeah.
Making the world's tallest peak more expensive for mountaineers for the first time in nearly a decade.
It's the most expensive price that anyone's ever paid to almost die.
Currently costs $11,000 to get a permit to climb Mount Everest, if you even make it to the top.
That's just the permit. That doesn't include the Sherpa, the gear, the whole nine.
You don't usually die going up. You die trying to get back down. But go ahead. I digress.
Whatever.
Remember that every dead body on Mount Everest was once a very motivated person.
Wow. They're raising that fee to $15,000.
In part, if I had to guess, for the cleanup of the dumpster wasteland of trash that it has become.
Probably.
Well, I think it's also in an effort to deter the random person from saying, oh, watch me. I'm going to do something amazing.
But random people have done it for $11,000. What's going to stop them from doing it for $15,000? What I've read is there's so much trash, and think like empty oxygen canisters every season times 3,000.
For water bottles.
Every year.
Yeah.
It's like a dump.
So the Oscar nominations came out. So did the Razzies today. The Golden Raspberry Awards for the worst movies, worst actors, worst directors, etc. Worst picture, Borderlands. Never heard of it.
Okay.
Joker, Folie à Deux.
I didn't mind that Joker.
Madame
Flop-a-Doo.
Wow. Madame Web, Megalopolis, and Reagan. See, that surprises me. I thought Reagan would be a good movie.
Now, this doesn't surprise me that we haven't seen any of these because they're the Razzies.
Worst actor, Jack Black in Dear Santa. Zachary Levi in Harold and the Purple Crayon. They made a movie about Harold and the Purple Crayon?
And I thought the trailer looked lovely, but wow. I don't deny that it maybe didn't translate as well as they had hoped.
Continuing with worst actor, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker, a Flop-a-Doo, Dennis Quaid for Reagan, Jerry Seinfeld for Unfrosted. Worst actress, Kate Blanchett for Borderlands.
Wow.
Lady Gaga for Joker, Folie à Deux. Bryce Howard for Argylle. Dakota Johnson for Madame Web, and Jennifer Lopez for Atlas.
I watched Argylle. That's the one where she's an author, and then what happens in her book comes true, and there's a cat involved. I'm going to tell you again. I enjoyed the second Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga.
Really?
You just have to understand going in that in their minds that are so warped and messed up, there's going to be some singing and dancing because they feel like they're living this fantasy life. I thought it was very well done. Certainly did not deserve a Razzie for it.
I think one of the major issues was they were struggling with what to do in the storyline. It was one of those where they wrote a fantastic script for the first one. They got approved for the second and thought to ourselves, well, we had nothing else written, guys. So what are we going to do? Yeah. I know what we can do. Sing the whole time.
Let's be creative and make it a musical. Yep. A story here from the Kansas City Star. Sometimes when an industry tries to solve one problem, all it does is create a new one. That is exactly what the retail sector is dealing with as a measure to stop theft creates its own money-losing problem. We're talking specifically about the pandemic era practice of locking just about everything behind a glass case. It turns out that this is leading to lower retail sales. Walgreens admitted as much in a recent earnings call. Quoting here, when you lock things up, for example, you don't sell as many of them. We've kind of proven that pretty conclusively. Consumers are growing more frustrated with having to wait for a clerk to unlock a glass case for things as simple as toothpaste, mouthwash, deodorant, and razors. Instead of waiting, customers are walking out of the store and ordering them online from Amazon. Walgreens admits it is giving up sales to Amazon, but it's not ready to get rid of those glass cases just yet.
What do you think? We've all seen it. We've all been there and been like, ugh.
Well, and you wonder why Walgreens.
Is there anyone here that can help me?
Why Walgreens announced this past week that they're closing, I think, 500 more stores. They're losing money.
It's not sustainable. What's happening in the stores with the theft, but also with the glass case, it's not sustainable.
Well, but what they could do and what they won't do, because it's so simple. I mean, these are companies, if you look up their annual earnings, it is in the hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars for the CVS's and Walgreens of the world. They could easily afford to either hire security or add employees so that there's somebody at the glass case.
Yeah, let's go back to staffing each shift at CVS, which we know for a fact they don't do anymore.
Well, CVS is the worst. They're worse than Walgreens.
Hello, hello, hello.
So there's a CVS around the corner from my house, and there is also a Walgreens because it's just like Burger King and McDonald's. Where you find one, you find the other. But when I go to the CVS, and I don't know why that's my preference, but it is, there is a button at the cashier desk, and it says press for cashier. And you press it, and it goes ding, ding.
Well, and tell me where the incentive is to not, other than, you know, wanting to be a good person and not a ne'er-do-well, to just grab your items and walk out.
Well, if you are a ne'er-do-well, it would be very easy.
Yeah.
But you have to push a button. They have one, other than the pharmacy in the back, which has three or four people. That's where they make a lot of their money. Clearly, there is one person on staff at any given time at the CVS in my neighborhood. Yeah. One person.
It's very quiet.
And they're stocking the shelves while you're standing at the checkout counter.
It's very quiet.
Ding, ding. And then they come running sometimes. I don't blame people for going online. It's horribly inconvenient. What should be a 2-minute trip to the drugstore turns into 5 to 10.
And I always loved popping in there because it's a lot quicker than going to the grocery store for makeup and toiletries. Because grocery store, it's usually all the way in and all the way down to the left. Whereas with a CVS or a Walgreens, you can pop in, grab it, pop out.
Now, it's a little bit more expensive.
It is. You can pop in, pop out if it's not behind a locked counter.
But do you blame them for putting it behind a locked counter?
No, no.
I'm always curious as to what items they choose to put behind the counter. Why toothpaste? It's not incredibly expensive.
Because they do studies on what is the most stolen item, and that's on there.
Toothpaste? I mean, it's all cosmetic or toiletries.
Is it hair color, I think, too, is on there?
I didn't see that in this story. But it's toothpaste, mouthwash, razors, of course, because they're so expensive.
It's cigarettes, health and beauty products, over-the-counter medications, contraceptives, liquor, teeth whitening strips, and other small expensive products are the most commonly stolen items.
Easy to flip.
Well, who's
buying toothpaste?
From a guy with a trench coat on.
Yeah.
I'm not a meth head. I don't know.
Opening up his coat and he's got watches on one side, toothpaste and mouthwash on the other.
It's also, I don't go to those places because it's not cheap anymore.
And we were just saying that. It is more expensive to get toothpaste or mouthwash or
whatever, toiletries.
Anything.
I was about to say condoms. They've
come up with an acronym for the stolen goods. It is CRAVED. CRAVED. Criminologists have coined the term CRAVED to predict merchandise at the highest risk of theft. And CRAVED stands for concealable, removable, available, valuable, enjoyable, and disposable.
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. I'm just going to read this from the text line. This is from 7972. I was in the, it's a pet store, well-known one, at Ward Parkway about an hour ago, and the guy for some reason told me and the old lady in front of me that they are not even allowed to make eye contact with people who are stealing from the store, let alone talk to them or go after them. And he's like, I just don't understand why they have that policy. My reply was they, the pet store, don't want a lawsuit from anyone, the thief or an employee.
And you don't want an employee getting hurt over a deodorant. I hate to say it, but...
If my kids did work, and they don't, if they worked at a CVS or a Walgreens and there was some, you know, flash mob that comes in and is stealing, or what are they called? Not flash mobs, but...
Flash robs.
Flash robs, thank you.
It could be a mob that robs.
I would tell her just duck down behind the counter and let them do what they're going to do. There is nothing in that store that is worth your life.
Well, and the reason they can't even look at them is because they're afraid that that will in some way rile up the ne'er-do-well, that they're going to have a more physical reaction by looking at them. That's why stores are hiring their own security teams.
But back to my point in the last segment, I mean, a Walgreens or a CVS makes so much money. Why can't they afford to hire somebody to work these glass cases or,
God forbid, single store?
Well,
they make enough so they could start their own Walgreens security detail and have three shifts. So you've got one guy per store, per shift, standing at the front door with a badge, a Walgreens badge, of course, a gun, the whole nine.
I'm looking up what Walgreens made in, let's just say, 2023. And I'll get that number in just a moment. Let's first go to Jacob in Platte City. Hello.
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
So I got two things here. It's funny you guys brought this up because I went to Walmart yesterday to get a battery for the truck. And when I grabbed my battery, every single battery on the shelf had this little alarm tag on. And I took a stroll down to the automotive aisle. And just the giant wall of engine oil, four or five jugs deep, so couple hundred jugs, every single one of them had an alarm tag on it. And I got to thinking, I'm like, what does that cost?
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to cost a lot of money. But and a couple weeks ago, I went to Walmart in Leavenworth, over where I live, and back in the electronics section, I go to get a printer ring. And I stand there, can't find a single soul around. And stand there, and I'm like, screw it. I'm like, by the time I find somebody to unlock this thing, and then I'm going to have to go over, pay for it, then continue my shopping, and go pay for the rest of my crap, I said, screw it. I'll just order it off Amazon and just walk away and did exactly that. Because I wasn't going to stay in there and go through that whole process just to get a pack of printer ink.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacob, I want to say one thing about Amazon. They are not without theft, and it's usually large-scale theft from the warehouse where someone steals a pallet of stuff and then tries to sell it on the web. We do see cases like that. But they're not dying death by a thousand cuts from people running in, stealing something, running out, running in, stealing something, running out, times every store, everywhere, every day. And so – have they figured out really the best way to stop theft? And by the best, I'm saying it's hurting the brick and mortars, but the best way to stop theft is there is no, quote, Amazon warehouse for you to go into and peruse the aisles and buy something.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. You asked a moment ago when I suggested hire more people for your stores or hire security, even though they wouldn't be able to do anything to stop it, I presume. And you said, how much would that cost? Remember?
Yeah.
Would you care to guess what Walgreens' profit was in 2023? This is not gross sales. This is profit.
Okay. Lay it on me.
$27.1
billion.
$27.1 billion for Walgreens. Now, I don't know how many stores they have in the United States. I can find that out in a minute. But use 500 million, 1 billion, to add more people in your store.
There are 8,475 Walgreens.
How many?
$8,475.
Okay. The new Walgreens CEO makes an annual salary of $1.5 million. You know that's not what she really takes home. She gets stock options, bonuses, et cetera. Makes a lot more than 1.5. Her signing bonus when she signed on as the new CEO of Walgreens was $25 million.
But you just mentioned it, how security can't do anything. They most certainly can. If you train them as security guards, as essentially one step below an active police officer, they carry a gun, they carry a taser, the whole nine. And they're going to say to that individual, I know that you put X, Y, and Z in your pockets. You need to pull it out of your pockets right now, or I have the right to detain you until the police show up. And if they refuse, you take a picture of them, put it in a book, and then they can be federally prosecuted because Target has figured this out. These companies have figured it out.
Yeah. Or take it a step further. Don't hire a security guard. Hire an off-duty police officer who has the right and the authority to arrest you on the spot.
Then you don't have to train them, yeah.
Every single time over a stick of deodorant?
Yes.
But it's not one stick of deodorant. It's
I know.
700 thefts a day, maybe.
But if you walked into a CVS and you were a ne'er-do-well and you were thinking of criming, and you walk in and standing by the cashier is somebody dressed in a Kansas City, Missouri police officer's uniform, I don't think they get into a separate uniform, if I'm not mistaken. When they go to Arrowhead, they're wearing KCMOPD gear.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So you walk in, and there stands a Kansas City, Missouri police officer, even though he's off duty. You don't know that. And he's got handcuffs on the back of his belt, a gun on the right, mace in the front, a little walkie-talkie up on his chest.
I can assure you what's not going to deter crime is having no visual presence of humans at all. Yeah. There's a reason Walmart has greeters. There's a reason Buckle, you guys know that clothing store?
Sure.
There's a game where you try to make it to the back of the Buckle store without one of the employees saying hello to you. That's not good customer service. That's theft prevention.
Here, let me ask you this. How much more would Walgreens make if they consolidated and shuttered the brick and mortar stores, made the pharmacy drive-through only, and sold all of their toiletries online?
Well, you mean become basically the Amazon of drugstores?
Yep. So you can still go through the drive-through, bulletproof glass.
They would probably make more if they sold it cheaper than what you could get it on Amazon.
I'm telling you, I think we're headed there.
Which scares me, because how many shuttered brick-and-mortar buildings are we going to have?
I like to smell the deodorant. I'm going to be honest. Yep. I mean, I know I like, but every once in a while, I'm like, I need to smell that. How do we feel about that?
Like,
especially men, your deodorant. Have you seen the men's deodorant aisle at Target?
Yes, I have.
It's
I peruse it.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of selections. I didn't know sandalwood was a fragrance for your armpits. It is.
I prefer Axe Apollo.
Tobacco was one of them. I was just in that aisle the other day, and I'm like,
that smells good.
Good God, when did this become a thing?
I wear cedar.
Smell like a closet.
But see, like, but here's the convenience of a CVS or Walgreens or even a Quick Trip. Every day when I come in, I either swing by a CVS or Quick Trip, and I get myself a Gatorade Zero. Every day.
Okay.
I can do that now because Walgreens is still brick and mortar. They go brick and mortar. I mean, if we're going to go this route, then what's the point of Quick Trip offering anything but gas? You could buy all their other stuff online. Need a pack of bubble gum? Get it at QT.com.
Yeah, but gum is one of those things when you want it now.
Right. And a Gatorade. I want it now. I don't want to wait till tomorrow.
And QT is one of those companies that hired an entire security team.
That's yep. Right. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Story here from the Lawrence Journal World. The Douglas County Commission's meeting yesterday was interrupted, to say the least, when a person making public comments via Zoom displayed a sexually explicit video and the Zoom feed experienced a technical problem. The disruption happened during discussion on an agenda item related to the county's financial statements. The commenter on Zoom did not say anything, but rather displayed a video on screen depicting nudity and certain acts that usually go along with being without clothing.
Maybe this was in the background.
Not sure. Quite possible.
Just a chance.
How did this happen?
They wanted it to happen, probably.
Okay. And by they, you mean the ne'er-do-well.
Correct. I mean, I was telling Dana, Sam, during the break, as we were reading through this story, this reminds me of that one time when we were all home for COVID, and we said at the end of the show, we would give out the Zoom coordinates, and everybody could jump in, and we would just have...
There were little kids. It was so fun. And we were waving.
You said this is a bad idea.
The worst idea you guys have ever come up with, because somebody's going to hijack it, screen sharing it, and they're going to put some bad stuff on there. And sure enough, it lasted about 5 minutes.
Let's just say we only did it once.
Yeah. I clicked end call so fast.
Because there were a handful of people who got in there and...
started screen sharing a specific website that it features certain content that is not safe for work.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
The commission then went into recess for several minutes so that county staff could get the technical problem fixed. Public comment for the agenda item ended when the commissioners came back from their recess. This is not the first instance of a government meeting in Lawrence being derailed by disruptive content on Zoom. In April of last year, a Lawrence City Commission meeting was briefly interrupted by multiple public comments on Zoom who repeated racist and anti-Semitic slurs, berated and talked over another commenter, and displayed images of Nazi iconography. God. Never heard of that word.
It's a term called Zoom bombing, by the way.
Zoom bombing.
You enter a Zoom meeting of a bunch of other people just so that you can take over the screen sharing portion and share whatever nasties you want to share.
Is it not possible where, you know, you chime in.
To block it, yeah.
And the whoever the administrator is of the Zoom meeting puts everybody on mute and then you cannot show your picture.
It is... Yes, you can do all of those things. You can lock it down to the nth degree. Step one, you have to know what you're doing. So when we were doing it, the reason that I said it was such a bad idea was because it was just a Zoom meeting between the three of us that didn't have any restrictions on it. I hadn't taken the time to research how to do the restrictions, and so anybody had access to take over screen sharing. You can turn it, you know, the settings are customizable so that you can lock it down any way that you want to. And they obviously don't do that.
Why would I'm trying to think of the way to phrase this. Why would you have a Zoom meeting? And granted, we were new to Zoom at the time. We made a mistake. Granted, and I'll give it to you, Sam, it was the worst idea that Dana and I ever came up with. We thought it would be innocent. We thought it would be fun to see everybody when everybody else was locked down.
Yeah.
And, of course... We didn't take into account that there's going to be some dum-dums out there who are going to try to ruin it for everybody. So why would you even host a Zoom call where anybody and everybody has access to it? If you want to comment in front of the Douglas County Commission, you need to go down to the county courthouse en masse.
Well, no, I think it's a great way for them to bring in people who don't have the opportunity to go down to the courthouse. They just need somebody who's running that Zoom call to do the research and know... we can ban you from screen sharing.
Or to be right there, like sort of like a dump button in real time, monitoring everything to be sure everybody's behaving.
And why didn't they just end the call? What technical difficulty are we talking about here?
Marge,
it's the red button.
It was Marge was the technical difficulty.
The technical difficulty is that somebody put things on the screen that shouldn't be on the screen.
And then they did not know
how to stop
quickly
it.
How to.
So they just ended the meeting on Zoom.
Yeah. You hit the big red button.
But and I'm just trying to think outside of the box here. If you want to go to the Douglas County Commission meeting and for whatever reason, physically or you don't have a car or whatever, financial reasons, you can't get an Uber, you should apply for a Zoom permit, if you will. And then somebody in the administration calls you and says, all right, Sam, all right, Dana, why are you not able to come to the meeting? Well, I am handicapped. I have no way of getting to the meeting. I'm financially strapped, can't afford an Uber, and I'm bound to a wheelchair. Okay, fine, you're approved. But if you act up, you're gone forever.
They are afraid of somebody coming up with the argument that they're restricting free speech.
No, but you weren't restricting free speech pre-Zoom.
I'm just telling you what the argument would be.
If you wanted to make an argument before or, you know, state your wishes or claims before the county commission or the city council,
yeah,
you had to go to the meeting.
State your name, state your address for the record.
That's right. I'm Scott Parks. I live at 1234 Row Boulevard.
Don't be a creep and bring pornographic images. Good times. Good times.
By the way, I thought porn was banned in Kansas.
There's other websites.
You had to sign up. What did you just say?
There's other websites.
Out of that geofence.
He's calling in from Belton.
You're not even in Lawrence.
Starbucks' decision to restrict its restrooms to paying customers only has flushed out a wider problem, a patchwork of restroom policies that has left many Americans confused and divided over who gets to use the restroom and when. Rules about restroom access in restaurants vary by state, city, and county. New York, for example, requires restroom access for customers at food establishments with 20 or more seats. California requires larger restaurants to provide restrooms for customers and guests, but only if they were built after 1984. In Chicago, restaurants don't need to have restrooms for customers unless they serve liquor. Starbucks opened a can of worms, so to speak, when it said last week it was reversing a 7-year-old policy that invited anyone to hang out in its stores or use the restroom, regardless of whether they bought anything. Starbucks' new code of conduct, which will be posted in all company-owned North American stores, also bans discrimination or harassment, consumption of outside alcohol, smoking, vaping, drug use, or asking strangers for money.
Translation: they're banning asking strangers for money.
Mm-hmm.
What if I'm up at the counter and I have $6.32 on me and it's $6.35 and I'm like, do you have 2 pennies? That's banned?
Technically, yeah.
Are they only banning it if they think you're homeless? You know where I'm going with this.
I think it's the latter, not the former.
They are trying to stop people from hanging out in the store, asking people for money. And inevitably, somebody's going to get aggressive, and then you're going to have to kick them out, call the cops. It's going to be a much worse scenario. It's better if you nip it in the bud at the beginning.
You can't blame them for wanting to keep their stores homeless free, right?
Nothing against the homeless, but
that makes for an uncomfortable dining experience.
Yeah.
If I go into a Starbucks, I never do, but if I was a fan of Starbucks and every time I go in there, somebody's coming up to me who is homeless and is asking me for money or, hey, you got change for a burger for a big guy? I'm not going.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I mean, who would go back to that Starbucks?
It's the same reason that certain gas stations don't allow you to do that anywhere on their property. You can do it off the property.
I would ask you the same question of Starbucks that I asked about Walgreens and CVS. If they don't want to deal with people using the restrooms and they don't want people just hanging out there and loitering for 5 hours on a computer, why don't they just make 8 drive-through lanes side by side by side by side by side, okay, like at the beginning of the Kentucky Derby, and you just drive up, order, get your drink out the window and go.
Because a lot of people like to go to a Starbucks.
But that's where the nexus of all of their problems is, right there.
But they still,
with what you just said, go in. A lot of people like to go in.
They still want that business professional who's going to buy 15 cups of coffee in a 6-hour window because they're spending money.
Or I want to meet with a prospective client.
Right.
And, you know,
But you take away the lawsuits there. You take away the, you know, back and forth over who gets to use the bathroom, what you can and can't do in the store. Are you really making that much more money in a Starbucks because a few people are sitting and camping out 5 hours in a business? I bet you they know within a second or two, what is the average length of time the average customer spends inside of a Starbucks, and I guarantee you it's under 8 minutes. Most people run in, get their drink, run out.
But what Starbucks has done, and they've been very successful at it, is create an image that this is a place where you can come if you want, sit down, open up your laptop, buy 2 cups of coffee during your 2-hour stay, and work without the distractions of the office.
It's also a retail space. They make a lot of money off of those
selling
weird
the cups.
Designs on the plastic cups that they sell.
Well, and remember, when those plastic cups come on the market, and I don't think they're always available, they are must-haves for a lot of people.
Which you could still sell in the drive-thru window. You could have a little glass display case outside. You know, the new year is here. Like, the Kansas City ones are really cool. You know, there are city-centric mugs that they sell. You would just display those outside. It's still an impulse buy. You know what? Give me a coffee mug.
Yeah, but think about the drive-thru at Starbucks right now. Think about the one on Johnson Drive over here in Mission. It is so busy, sometimes that line stretches out onto Johnson Drive. Even if you opened eight, now you'd have to basically tear the store down to create eight lanes or even four lanes at that one, or the one out by me in Western Tony, which is right next to the Price Chopper. It is so compacted that sometimes that line goes all the way back around onto 64th Street, I think it is.
Keep in mind, though, if we're opening eight lanes at a Starbucks, we're going to need a pneumatic tubing system. Put my coffee in a pneumatic tube, I'm not going to have any coffee left in the cup when
Great
the tube
point.
Comes through.
Great point.
Here's your empty cup, sir.
Yeah, and
the
sometimes
coffee's in the tube.
And sometimes the merchandise is an impulse buy inside the store. And you know that plastic coffee mug that they sell that looks kind of like a Yeti that they sell for like $20-$25, you know it cost them $1 to make.
If that.
Yeah. But that's an impulse buy. 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. We were talking earlier about the Oscar nominations that came out today. They also have the biggest snubs of 2025.
Oh, yeah.
Among them, Denzel Washington.
That's the biggest.
Nicole Kidman, Amy Adams, and Daniel Craig. Kidman, whose performance in Baby Girl as a corporate executive who has an affair with a much younger underling, won her the Best Actress Award at the Venice Film Festival. She was not nominated. Also left out Angelina Jolie for her role in Maria, and Amy Adams, who as a young mother undergoes a terrifying transformation in the movie Night Bitch.
Okay. Isn't that Baby Girl movie, though?
Yes.
Kind of grooming? Isn't
I'm
there
telling
a grooming
you, I don't,
theme in there?
Why am I so uncomfortable about that? I'm like, I don't think I want to watch that, but I've heard it's very, very good.
I thought you had.
No.
Oh.
I believe the male intern was a juvenile when they began their...
Daniel Craig was not nominated for his role in Queer, or Paul Mescal for his role in Gladiator 2, Hugh Grant in Heretic. Denzel Washington, who plays a slave owner in Gladiator 2, did not make the cut for supporting actor nominees. Also, Wicked collected 10 nominations, but did not get a nomination for its director, John Chu. Okay.
There's a new werewolf movie coming out, and sort of like with sharks, I am obsessed with werewolves.
This is the first I've ever heard
of. Is a thriller. It is called Werewolf, but wolf is spelled W-U-L-F, and I am super excited.
Werewolf?
I think it might have already been released. There
Are
was one
Team
werewolf
Edward
movie, I think, in the last 8 weeks or something, but then they're saying there's a new one coming, I think, Christmas 2026. It's been years.
Are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
No, I don't mean that kind of werewolf.
I don't even know what you're talking
it has
about.
Been,
Twilight.
Oh, yeah. It has been years since a good werewolf movie. I think it was Jack Nicholson.
Oh, well, what about Teen Wolf?
I said a good werewolf movie.
Oh.
Wow.
That was rude for Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't appreciate that. Story here from CNN. Exhausted firefighters battling deadly infernos for weeks are now grappling with more wildfires torching Southern California, including one that is threatening 14,000 structures. The Hughes Fire, which I believe started yesterday while we were on the air, has already torched more than 10,000 acres since it ignited yesterday afternoon. As of midday today, that fire, the Hughes Fire, is 24% contained.
God.
Let's see here. What else is in this story?
You heard one of the officials yesterday say that the way that these fires keep happening is not sustainable for America. The equipment that we have to fight it was never sustainable and is not sustainable.
Right.
And that there has to be another solution. And then, you know, you have to ask, is the other solution you stop building in areas that are hurricane prone, fire prone?
Well, but what do you do with the already 10 million people who live in the second biggest city in the country?
I don't know. That was built in a desert basin.
I know. That is correct.
I mean, what do you do with the millions of people that already live in Miami and Tampa and Jacksonville? They're already in a hurricane zone.
They're the most beautiful places in the world because they're in places where they have the extremes.
As long as there's not a natural disaster going
on.
Sam Stevie III, she is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, the news is next from ABC News.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.